You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte, and we're joined on the phone by Bobby Smith Bryant. She's an author who has just written Passions of the Black Patch, Cooking and Quilting in Western Kentucky. Bobby, thanks for joining us on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys.
I'm sorry you're not here in person. Your family is here. The Smith Farm has been a big deal in Kirksey with a 1,200-acre spread of tobacco, wheat, corn, and soybean for years. Your brother manages that farm, and gosh, you've been such a voice for professional family farming in our region with the film that you did last year for KET, Farming in the Black Patch, and your own book, 40 Acres in a Red Belly Ford, The Smith Family of Callaway County. And now you come out with Passions of the Black Patch.
It sort of sounds like a sultry read, doesn't it?
And instead it's sitting around your table with lots of recipes. Please tell us more about it.
Well, the my passions about Callaway County and Murray, of course, go very, very deep. And I started several years ago with genealogy, and that's what really predicated the writing that I do. And I had a lot of dates and stories that, really bringing those stories to life was really important to us so that we really understood where family came from. And I think my brother was actually the one just reviewing sort of the facts and data that came through genealogy, that we had 10 generations of tobacco farmers in our family. And that's not uncommon for Callaway County, but I have to tell you, across the state and another state, it really is something to be proud of and to be noted for, to have that type of lineage. And so that is really what got me started. And then the cookbook actually came about when my grandmother passed away in 2000. About a year after that, my family had gone through, her belongings, and I was the one who ended up with some of the handwritten things that they knew that I would value and find use for. And one of those things were her handwritten recipes from 1925. And she would have been a student in school, and these were recipes that she obviously was learning about in school.
Well, tell us the breadth of it. What are we cooking?
Well, it's really the old classic favorites, the traditional foods that most families in Callaway County and Graves and Marshall will recognize. Some of them are were just traditional foods that, of course, we've passed through our family, like Southern fried chicken and mashed potatoes and the things that we sort of take for granted. But she actually, and some of them were really funny. One was vinegar pie, which I had never had and probably would not have eaten if she had told me what it was. But I actually made that so I could tell what it tasted like, and it actually was very, very good. But we have recipes not only from her, but, of course, from both sides of our family and from cousins and aunts, and all sorts of folks have contributed recipes to this book. But it does cover everything from poke salad, and we have snow cream as one of the recipes, which was a favorite for us as children because snow is so rare in our part of the state. So, but, it's all types of family recipes. So there's even a recipe for poke salad and just different things that we felt like would be fun for people to still see in a cookbook.
And tell me, I guess I should tell you that it sounds to me like a cookbook that would be really good for families, because we take for granted making everyday stuff taste great. And a family cookbook does just that, because, there are just certain touches that not all of us are attuned to. So this is a family cookbook, and you've combined it with quilting. With 10 generations of farming, are there 10 generations of quilts in your family?
Well, there are probably I'm sure that that is the case. We have in the book, my brother and I, between the two of us, had inherited 20-some-odd quilts. And so through the years, my mother and grandmother had helped us to know where those quilts had originated. So we're very fortunate that we can identify the persons who actually made our quilts. And it does indeed go back several generations. So we're very proud that that we've been able to not only maintain these through the years, but then that we're actually able to identify not only the quilt pattern, but the quilt maker. And one other thing I was going to mention, Kay, about the recipes and the family aspect. So many cooks do not, I guess in our family, many of our family members never measured their food when they, you know, when they were cooking. We just did it by sight and taste. And my mother's mother actually had never measured anything, and she had, when she was getting of an age and not able to cook as much, she actually began to write down her recipes, but she would have to measure everything like she was accustomed, or make it so that she set out the amount of flour that she normally used, and then she would have to put it into a container to see how much it was. And so that was really funny for me because, you know, just growing up, I never thought about that, but we were very lucky that she did write down those recipes, and those are in the book as well.
She knew you all would need it.
I'm sorry?
She knew you all would need it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we can watch, but until you do it yourself, you're just never exactly sure. So,
Jerry Marshall has published a cookbook recently from LBL families, mm-hmm. and some of them are very vague like that. You know, just put in enough of this. Excuse me. But the funniest part is it's just cook it till it's done.
Done, right. Well, I remember one of my stepsons had asked me one time how to make deviled eggs. Well, I'd never measured. I mean, I've always just done that by sight and taste. And so trying to explain to him how to make deviled eggs, I mean, it really brought home to me how hard it was for my grandmother to teach us how to make her chocolate pie.
Now, at your website, BobbySmithBryant.com, you can read more about Passions of the Black Patch and also about 40 Acres and a Red Belly Ford and farming in the Black Patch. But my favorite part of your site, actually, is Granny Says.
Yes.
I want more. I'm so fascinated with the tidbit of wisdom when cows are lying down in a field, rain is on its way.
Yes. She was very much in the old school of old wives' tales, and she farmed that way. She always planted her garden by the signs of the moon. And I just, you know, growing up, hearing all of those things, it's just, you know, it's become a part of our colloquialism. And my favorite of hers is licking your calf over. And, of course, when I first came out with that around my husband and his kids, it was like, what is she, where is she from? But we grew up with those sayings, and they're just part of the area from which we come and from that farming mentality. And I know that that's very much a part of who I am and where I'm from.
I bet it goes a great deal in informing what you do at the Kentucky League of Cities as well, having that deep understanding of the land.
Oh, absolutely. And the people, I mean, I think I was very fortunate to grow up in a rural area and with a farm background. I think it really has helped shape me and helped me to understand people from all walks of life. And for that, I'm really grateful.
Now I'm going to go back to Passions of the Black Patch and ask you where we can get it. And also, just, you know, aside from vinegar pie and fried chicken and mashed potatoes, one more just luscious recipe that kind of floats to the top when you think about the book.
Probably the cobblers. One of my favorites, and this is so funny, I guess all the kids that went to Kirksey will recognize this. there was what we call chocolate squares, which was just a real simple chocolate and oatmeal and peanut butter dish that you didn't even have to cook. You just heat it up on the stove and pour it in the dish and let it sit and then cut it into squares. And that one is just, it's really good. It's really simple. And for those of us that grew up with that as one of our school desserts, it just sort of stuck with me through the years. But probably my Pepaw's fried chicken, which is in the recipe book. He could make fried chicken better than anybody I've ever known. And that recipe is in there. And that's probably, for me, my favorite, my absolute favorite.
So when you make your Pepaw's fried chicken recipe, does it taste like you remember?
It's not ever as good as his, I hate to say it, but it's still, you know, it is good. It's just, I don't know that I'd ever be able to make it quite as good as he could.
Okay, now tell us where to find the book.
Oh, the book is available certainly online. It's published by Butler Books out of Louisville, and their website is butlerbooks.com. It's also available through Barnes & Noble, and certainly, if it's through my website as well, with bobbysmithbryant.com.
Now, you had a...
Oh, and local, I'm sorry, locally. Heavens, let me say locally. It's available at the New Life Christian Bookstore on Main Street. I was just there last week for a book signing, and she has a number of those that are signed. I did sign a number of copies and left them there for her to sell. So, the 40 Acres book is also available there and at Murray State Bookstore. As well as our film, The Farming in the Black Patch, it is still currently airing. It'll be on through May, and we hope on through the rest of the year. But The Farming in the Black Patch is a documentary about tobacco farming.
That grew out of the fact that your brother, Billy Dale Smith, is asked frequently for tours of your farm.
He has been. And is able, upon occasion, to offer those tours, depending upon, you know, how busy they are and what all. Of course, right now they're getting into the really busy season. But, yes, originally the tours is what predicated us putting the film together, that originally started out just to be on rainy days. What could we do to show what happens on the farm? And it's sort of mushroomed from there in a very big way, so...
The seed really blossomed.
Yes, it really did. It has been quite an exciting thing for us, and we're very pleased that KET has continued to air it, and we're hopeful that it will air, you know, through the rest of the year. And it we're also it's being placed, we understand, in other states across the country as well. So we're very gratified by that.
Congratulations, and thanks for being with us today, Bobby.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys. Thank you to both you, Tracy and Kate. I really do appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Bobby Smith Bryant is Community Development Advisor with the Kentucky League of Cities, and she's a prolific author.